Chapter 17. Afternoon darkened into evening. The air grew colder. It grew mean and spiteful, gathering its forces and hurling drops, slushy flakes, and icy pellets at Chi. He turned his back to the winds and rubbed his face. Night was falling. He could not keep going, especially in this weather. He was tired. He was cranky. He was forgetting to be careful. He made his way to the ground in the way that you might make your way from the living room to your bedroom. He dragged leaves and bits of brush into a heavy or lazy heap in the way you might arrange the covers you left in such a mess this morning. This is fine for you. There are probably no bobcats lurking in the bathroom, waiting to pounce on you as you pass by. The bobcat may have been tired and cranky too. Maybe that's why he carelessly snapped a twig as he moved closer to the tasty snack that had suddenly come into view. Chi's fur stood on end. He sniffed the air. He felt the presence of the big cat. Fear gave him one last burst of energy, and he took off, his paws barely meeting the ground. Aware of nothing but the need to hide, he frantically scanned the murkiness ahead. Was that a crevice? It was. Hallelujah! In he went. It was narrow. Not too deep, but deep enough. Deeper than the length of the bobcat's arm. He flattened his back against the wall and pulled in his gut. Almost immediately, bobcat claw reached in, exploring. Chi felt the pointy tips graze his fur hairs, but he did not move. He did not breathe or make one sound. The bobcat withdrew his paw and sniffed at the opening of the crevice. Satisfied that the snack was still in there, the bobcat lay down. The fact that the crevice was in the entry to a small cave was a piece of good luck for him. Sheltered from the storm, he settled in. There was a little empty place in his stomach that he wouldn't need mind filling, but he wasn't in a hurry. He could wait. His eyes sucked in the last thread of light the stormy evening had to offer, and reflected them back out into the darkness. They appeared to Chi as faint yellow spheres within the large black bobcat's shape. It was hard for him to separate the bobcat from the general darkness, except that the cat was darker and closer and warmer. He could smell its scent. He could feel its warmth, his warm breath waft over him in waves when the bobcat exhaled. It was an odd feeling to be somewhat grateful for that warmth on his bone-chilling night, knowing all the while that if he emerged even slightly from the crevice, the warmth would envelop him and become even warmer in a moist, painful, fatal way. The thought gave him pause, or rather, pause. He smiled weakly at his little joke. The situation was not funny, though. In the chill between bobcat breaths, Chi shuddered. He looked out at the yellow eyes and the black shape. He felt the warm breath. He was hungrier than the bobcat was. He was on the verge of fainting from hunger, mixed with terror. After a time, he slumped, not so much falling asleep as collapsing. It was as if his body said, "If this is the end, I'd rather not know about it." Still pressed against the wall, the bottom parts of him slid out away from it just a little. Within reach of the bobcat, although, he wasn't paying attention just then. Note, maybe you have heard the expression, "between a rock and a hard place." Now you know what it means. The hard place, in this situation, was the bobcat.